91X News.
It's 12 degrees and mainly sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver. Police are still searching for the suspect who broke into the Grafton convenience store early this morning. At about 2:45 a.m., a lone male suspect broke in with a crowbar when a resident who lives above the store heard the noise. The resident went to investigate and confronted the male suspect, who then fled in a silver Dodge Durango that was reported stolen from the Durham region on March 6th. Nothing was taken from the store. The suspect is described as about 5'7", slim, and wearing a dark blue Adidas jacket. Northumberland OPP is continuing to investigate and encourages anyone with information to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. A waste management strategy for Prince Edward County is in motion. Councillor Brian Marisette moved at the last meeting of council to have the municipality create a waste management strategy so that garbage bag tags, dump fees, and a regional composting service would all be in line with the same goal of diverting waste from landfills. Marisette says his motion lost last time and he didn't get any further last night because garbage has never been a priority for the council. Council last night approved a large number of fee increases for the county, including curbside bag tags and dump fees, which would go up by at least a dollar a bag. Charges are on the way for an 18-year-old man and a 16-year-old girl after a party got out of control this morning in Belleville. Police were called to Bradley Crescent near Victoria Avenue around 1:30 and found people fighting and drinking underage. The man was brought in for fighting, while the 16-year-old girl allegedly spat on an officer and was holding liquor. The lineup for another big music concert in Belleville will be announced this week. Officials of Big Music Fest 2012 say the event will be held at East Zwicks Park after a one-year hiatus. Mix 97, Rock 107, and CJBQ will have the official announcement of all the rock stars Friday morning. A man accused of leading police on a lengthy high-speed chase is getting set up for a pretrial hearing. Maurice Victor Martin is charged with failing to stop for police, dangerous driving, and impaired driving following an incident in early December. The 27-year-old is due in court tomorrow morning. Martin allegedly caused injuries to three officers in the incident. OPP followed the vehicle from Center Hastings to Belleville, where the pursuit ended with a brief foot chase and Martin's ultimate arrest. There is more chilling testimony today from the young woman serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to first-degree murder in Tori Stafford's case. Tori Stafford's death. Canadian press reporter Allison Jones describes Terry Lynn McClintock's latest testimony.
McClintock told the court that she's the one who abducted Tori that day outside of her elementary school. She said that when she brought Tori back to a waiting car where Rafferty was, that he told her that Tori wasn't young enough for him.
Michael Rafferty is on trial in London, Ontario, after pleading not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, and kidnapping. Sarnia Mayor Mike Bradley calls it a devastating blow to communities that have barely recovered from the recession. OLG announced today that slot machines will be removed from the racetracks in Sarnia, Windsor, and Fort Erie. Bradley says not only will the move kill 140 OLG jobs in Sarnia, but also thousands of other jobs that depended on the slots. Fort Erie Councillor John Teal asks why the opposition parties aren't doing more to stop the move. A Nova Scotia University student's blog raising criticisms of the popular online documentary Kony 2012 has gained quite an audience. Grant Oyston says 2.3 million people have viewed his posting, which says more financial information is needed from the advocacy group Invisible Children. The group's Kony 2012 video calls for fundraising to ensure Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony is captured and prosecuted for abducting children. Oyston says social media by advocacy groups can be a good thing, but people still have to ask questions about the claims.
People around the world are now aware of an issue that they probably weren't before. The issue for me is whether whether they're having the right discussions about it, whether they have all the information that they need to make an informed decision.
An employee of a New York public relations firm that represents Invisible Children says the San Diego-based group is transparent with its finances. Russia says it's providing Syria with weapons for self-defense in case another nation attacks, but isn't supplying any army that could be used against protesters. Russia has been the main ally of Syria, protecting it from UN sanctions over the Assad regime's bloody suppression of a year-long uprising. Reporter Jim Hines says Russia's military relationship with Syria goes back a long time.
Russia and its predecessor, the Soviet Union, for several decades have been the primary weapons supplier to Syria, both to the Bashar Assad regime and the regime of his father and predecessor, Hafez Assad.
The UN estimates over 7,500 people have been killed since Assad's crackdown began. Fire officials are warning that the warm weather doesn't mean it's a good idea to go swimming yet. A fireboat was used to rescue two 13-year-old boys who decided to go for a swim in the Welland Canal yesterday afternoon. A woman walking her dog spotted one of the boys pulling himself onto a bridge while the other was still in the canal. Both boys had mild hypothermia. An 85-year-old cyclist remains in critical condition after being hit by an unmarked provincial police cruiser in Orillia, Ontario. The Special Investigations Unit says it happened late Tuesday afternoon as the man rode his bike westbound on Arterly Road near Gill Street. David A. Nesbitt was airlifted to a Toronto hospital. The 46-year-old police officer was treated at a hospital and released. The SIU wants to hear from anyone who witnessed the collision. The soldier who allegedly shot and killed 16 Afghan civilians has been flown out of Afghanistan. Sagar Magani has more.
A U.S. military official says the soldier has been flown to a facility in another country, saying the military has decided to continue the legal process outside Afghanistan. Afghan lawmakers have been demanding he be tried in their country. The suspect has not yet been charged nor publicly identified. The military said yesterday a hearing determined there is probable cause to continue holding him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That's 91X News to 506. Austin Mackay has sports when we come back.
Are you interested in media, current events, popular culture?
Sounds like your radio material. The Loyalist College radio program gives eager minds a chance to be creative, get involved with the community, and be informed of what's going on in the world. Not convinced? It's showbiz. It's putting you out there. Yes, radio is that awesome. Woo-hoo! Just listen to what students have to say.
It provides hands-on experience. I get to go on air before I graduate. It's just a great program overall.
The radio broadcasting program is amazing. Great professors, a lot of fun. You get to produce commercials, voice the commercials, and you get to be on air. Also, being a radio student makes you the coolest kid in school.
I absolutely love it.
See? Told you so. For more info or to register for upcoming courses, visit LoyalistCollege.com. Loyalist College. My college, my future.
Welcome back. The term, you punch like a girl, should be considered a compliment when talking about this 14-year-old female boxer. Amanda Monahan has the story.
Cassandra Bayless works the punching bag at the Belleville Boxing Club. With her hair tied back and hands all wrapped up, the 14-year-old boxer prepares to take on a much larger opponent. Her sparring partner Tuesday night, a military guy twice her age and with 40 pounds on her. But don't let this blonde-haired girl fool you. Her coach, Kevin Flesh, says she's not someone you want to mess with.
We call her the bombshell for a reason, because she's a very, very nice, pretty girl. You know, she doesn't always look like much, but believe me, you don't want to go barking up that tree.
It's not the first time she's taken on someone with a size advantage. This past weekend, Bayless claimed the New York State Amateur Boxing Championship.
I didn't know that she weighed more than me or anything. I didn't know anything about her. And Kevin told me before I even went and fought that she only had two fights and she lost both. Turns out she had five and won all five, so I broke her record.
She's heading back to New York this weekend to defend her title. And in the future, she hopes to make it to the national team and then to the Olympics. Amanda Monahan, 91X News.
Playoffs are only three games away for the Belleville Bulls. Matt Taylor has more.
Every team in the Ontario Hockey League has one goal, winning the Memorial Cup. That road started at the beginning of the year and continues later this month with the start of the playoffs. The Belleville Bulls currently sit in eighth place in the Eastern Conference, but could move up to seventh with a win tonight against the Oshawa Generals. Bulls star Austin Broussard says the Bulls are looking to go far in the playoffs this year.
You know, it's my third year, and my first year we didn't make it. Second year, it's out the first round. So for me, I want to, you know, get farther in the playoffs to learn what it's about. So just to get that experience under my belt.
The Bulls will be in tough in the first round. Their possible opponents as of now are the Niagara Ice Dogs or their division rivals, the Ottawa 67s. Matt Taylor, 91X Sports.
The Ottawa Senators are hoping that going the college route is the right one. The Sens signed Connecticut Husky sophomore Cole Schneider to a two-year entry-level deal. Schneider set a single-season record for the Huskies, scoring 23 goals and 45 points. Ottawa plays Montreal in one of six games in the NHL tonight. Vancouver hosts Phoenix, while Edmonton welcomes Columbus. The Toronto Raptors will try to stay out of the Atlantic Division basement in one of 12 NBA games. The Raptors visit New Jersey with a half-game lead on the Nets. Elsewhere, New York tries to avoid a seven-straight loss to Portland. Without a coach, though, Mike D'Antoni resigned earlier today. Tonight will also cap the first four games of March Madness as the second round of the NCAA tournament starts tomorrow. Lamar faces Vermont, and California takes on South Florida tonight in Dayton, Ohio. The second round will be held in the cities of Louisville, Greensboro, Columbus, and Pittsburgh. Send us your team or league scores by email at sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Tonight, it's been a great day. It should be clear later on, increasing cloudiness near midnight with 30% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms before morning, a low of plus 2. Thursday, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers in the morning and 70% chance of showers in the afternoon. Still, a risk of thunderstorm. The high is 14. Thursday night, it'll be cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and still a risk of thunderstorm with a low of 8. Friday, the showers will continue, but we'll have a high of plus 18. It's 12 degrees at 5:10. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay, 91X News.
91X is CJLX 91.